Dear retailers, all the signs are pointing towards structural changes that had already announced themselves before COVID-19 struck. What do the new challenges look like and what concepts can the retail sector use to meet them? Answers to these questions can be found in this pre-pandemic episode of the podcast by Consum Solutions, Messe Frankfurt's hands-on digital platform specifically for the retail sector. My name is Julia Uherek and I'm Group Show Director Consumer Goods at Messe Frankfurt, and I would like to welcome today's guest, Boris Hedde, Managing Director of the IFH Cologne. IFH Cologne conducts research and provides advice from the perspective of customers, the market and business locations, with the aim of designing future-oriented retail concepts. Now to our first questions. What are the challenges that the retail sector is facing today?
It is a tremendous change that we have to see right now within the whole market. There are certain concepts who are more successful and less successful over the years. Of course, the online market with two digits growth rates is currently increasing much faster. The question is, how will this end? And will there always be a separation between just online and offline business? The future is in between, and the concept who have managed both channels and combining both channels within cross-channel strategies and so on seem to be more successful, and currently these are those companies who are working more in chains and so on. Therefore, small and mid-class companies or enterprises within the retail sector are currently lacking in speed and therefore also lacking in growth rates in comparison to the other market.
What are the characteristics of today's consumer?
The behavior on the consumer side has tremendously changed over the last years. 2008, for example, we measured that there were more people informing themselves on the stationery shop before buying online. Today, this has changed in totally in the other direction. Changing of channels, changing of even devices is common. And the question is, which retail and wholesale formats are following this common sense, this common behavior that we see in every market right now?
What function does retail have today?
In the past, the retailer has always only generated his revenue based on the products. Today, we have to see, is there a possibility to also generate earnings with different approaches? So the question right now is, in the time of digitalization, within the digital age, how can transformation look like? And when it comes to new business models, we have to find new approaches. It's not about the product, it's about the customer. So what kind of benefits can be helpful to make customer experience better, to make customer awareness on certain offers better? So it's getting away from the view, just focusing on products, more to what the customer needs.
In terms of customer experience, what does the retail sector have to consider?
We have to consider that in lots of places we have a lack of frequency, we have a lack of quality of being there. So therefore we have to consider what are the benefits in order to make locations more attractive for visitors and customers. Very often we have 10, 20, even 100 years to change a location, a city center or whatever. So therefore it makes sense to focus more on other aspects that are of relevance for the attractiveness of a place or of a location. This is convenience and experience. How can we offer experience? It's about linking leisure time, culture, eating, dinner, etc., all these aspects together in order to offer a visit that enables more than just buying. Just to give an example, we have in Germany a retail company who in the basement has even built a swimming pool where he's offering surfing lessons. It's all about the experience, and around the experience, around the concept of new convenience approaches, we find new possibilities to generate new money, new forms of money, and to generate new businesses.
What types of collaboration can the retail sector aim for?
We have seen in several cities, in big ones and in small ones, by cooperating, by enabling a working together of different stakeholders, which could be retail, the culture business, the business of tourists, even the city itself, can enable a cooperation that benefits. Here we have seen certain approaches by using digital approaches, loyalty systems, or orientation within the city based on using smartphones, etc., using social media activities. These are all digital oriented, but they can also be non-digital, such as events that we organize together and so on. So I think it's about cooperating, and we find different approaches for bigger and smaller city centers.
Digitalization is today's buzzword. Where do the opportunities for the retail trade lie?
The major benefits that stationary shops can offer, it comes to direct personal contact. The question is, how do I offer an add-on? How do I offer maybe digital services that can enable an easier shopping, that can enable a more personalized shopping? How can I use digital solution to enable more experience, convenience for the customer's perspective? Those retailers are successful who are able to use social media channels in the right way. And this is a question to find the right network. Not every network works the same. So therefore, it makes sense to have a really specified target group focused strategy on social media, for example. It is one thing when it comes to to make the lead towards the shop. Within the shop, there's a next opportunity acting with services when it comes to enable more ability on the point of sale, which could be using digital signage, using click and collect services, for example. When it comes to generating loyalty to the customer, again, we have possibilities to offer specific services, loyalty cards, maybe combined loyalty services within a local community to offer benefits for the customer.
Are today's customer requirements financially affordable by retailers?
We believe that's not a question of financing, it's a question of understanding correctly what the needs are. If I understand my target group and I know what are the major points that are of importance for them, then I will find the right concept. And here it's not about offering all kind of service, offering all kind of products or whatever. It's offering the right thing that my customer that I'm focusing on is looking for. You are never successful if you don't have a plan. And you will never have a plan without analyzing before what the requirements are. So analyzing customers, analyzing the market I'm working in, and analyzing the location is the basis for everything. If I'm not able to give the answers on the requirements, I will never find the right concept. Having a plan requires analytics. The plan is the basis for a successful future.
Thank you very much to Boris Hedde for his interesting comments. If you've enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast for more expert insights around the theme of retail sector, thought-provoking interviews, informative studies, and the latest trends can be found at www.consume.solutions. This is Julia Uherek signing off. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll tune in next time.